Well, good morning.
Hello, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, what treatment could Anthony Weiner be seeking or needing after the scandal that's probably going to cost him his job after today it was revealed that the president wants him to resign?
Well, a few things here. I'm not exactly sure. Like you say, I don't know him, but certainly if you look at the circumstances, it appears to be some form of exhibitionism. Clearly, he's been sending inappropriate things on the internet. I mean, if it be true that he's sending an aroused picture of a penis on the internet to persons, that would seem to be really something inappropriate, something dangerous, something he certainly could have some problems with. And that would be one thing to take a look at, just what are the needs here. We don't have all the facts, but clearly, as someone said, it's kind of a creepy situation. He could be being looked at in terms of OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. It could relate to something like that because there may be a lot going on here, may have been going on for, you know, a number of years. We could be looking certainly at depression on top of that because he certainly, at this point, really has to be going through an exceptionally difficult type of a situation. Narcissism is another. I mean, he could be someone who sees himself as flawless, somebody above the law, somebody who can do whatever he wants, and is kind of shocked that he would actually get in problem for something. I think we saw this with Spitzer. We've seen it with various people, that, and particularly in politics or power, that have done things. So there are a number of things he could be getting treated for, but it certainly seems like there's some quite serious things going on here, and he's going to have to address them for himself, for his wife, for just the future of who he is.
Talking with Anthony Weiner, you know, we haven't talked about that story. It's kind of a scandal. It's not really newsy, and I don't think anyone really cares except for those media outlets that are just trying to get people to listen to this program. But it is kind of interesting. Here's a guy with a lot of power, a lot of clout, yet he does something that could challenge his future, not only with his wife, his new wife, but with his job, especially when he's in a position where he makes a lot of noise and a lot of people don't like him. So you just wonder if this was just him crying out for help, or if he really thought he was invincible.
Well, there are a couple things. As far as crying out for help, that doesn't seem to fit him, in my opinion. It seems like he has enjoyed this. He's certainly a guy everybody knows who he is, pretty much, because if you follow politics at all, he's always out there making very strong statements. He's the kind of person you're either going to like or you're not going to like. And when he does something like this, and I think it's just the nature of the activity. It's not like he's just going onto an internet and he's looking at porn or he's doing something or he's talking to people, but he's actually sex texting, if you will. He's sending information, sending pictures. That, I think, is a real dangerous kind of a thing for anybody to do, let alone somebody who is a representative, someone who's married, somebody who is out there representing himself, and at a broader level, representing his country. So it certainly seems to be a lot of narcissism, exhibitionism, and just a lot of issues that have to be really sorted out as to the why he would be doing this. And I wish him all the luck in the world. I mean that sincerely. I wish no one bad luck, but he clearly is going to need some help to sort this out on a whole bunch of different levels.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.